the day they picked me up, December 21st, they took me upstairs, what floor, I don't know, but they put me in a little room. Gus Rose walked in. He had a confession there. He wanted me to sign. He said that I would sign it. He didn't give a damn what I said. I would sign this piece of paper he's got. I told him I couldn't. I don't know what the hell you people expect of me, but there's no way I could sign that. He left. He came back in 10 minutes and threw a pistol on the table. Asked me to look at it, which I did. I looked. He asked me to pick it up. I told him no, I wouldn't do that. He threatened me. Again, I told him no. He pulled his service revolver on me. We looked at each other for, to me, it seemed hours. I do not like looking down the barrel of a pistol. I do not like being threatened. When he finally saw that he would either have to kill me or forget the signature, I guess he forgot the signature because he put his pistol up. He took the pistol on the table, put it up, and stormed out.
I had what I call a casual, friendly conversation with him to start with, to try to size him up, to see what he liked and what he didn't like. And I found almost immediately that he didn't have very much conscience, that what anything he had done, it never really bothered him. He had done other things that he told me about that didn't seem to bother him in the least.